Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. In this week's Gut Goddess Show episode, we are talking about how you can get off and ditch the dieting wagon and still achieve your goals. That's what we're going to be talking about. So we're going to talk about how we can get off this wagon that people are always telling me they've fallen off. I fell off the wagon this weekend, Kezia. Or another way of saying it is I've been really bad, or I've gone off plan, or I've gone off track, or whatever it is. Honestly, people use that language with me all the time. And I'm like, what wagon? What have you fallen off? Your life? So that's what we're going to be talking about. And I'm going to be talking about what that is and the four steps that you can do to get off and ditch this kind of wagon on, off, all or nothing mentality and still hit your goals. Because that's the biggest resistance, is that, well, Kezia, if I don't follow this diet, I'm not going to feel the way that I want to feel. I'm not going to get to my goals. So that's why I'm doing it. No, you can actually see better, longer lasting results if you ditch this whole weird diet wagon mentality on, off, all, nothing. If you can actually make that shift, I can guarantee the results you see will be better and they will last longer / forever if you do it, if you can do it without that weird mentality. So that's what we're going to be diving into. Otherwise, I hope you are doing well. A couple of things. If you have never left me a review on iTunes, I would love it if you would head over to iTunes, search the Gut Goddess Show. Click on it when it comes up, click ratings and review, and then you'll see an option of write a review. I've been loving some of the reviews people have been leaving me. I really appreciate it. This podcast takes a good amount of time, energy, and money to get out there, but I really am passionate about creating a free practical resource that comes to you and equips you to help you shift your hormones, your energy, your IBS, your mindset with food. And I love getting the feedback from you guys. A lot of people have been saying that the Making Your Period Your Superpower series has been super helpful in terms of shifting and changing things. And people are seeing their results already when it comes to their cycle and their periods, which is awesome. So if you haven't left me a review, do that now. Otherwise, life on this side of the microphone, it's just been plodding away. It's been pretty busy. So I was chatting to a friend and I was like, I was trying to explain, it feels like a weird blend of like very full and also life being very kind of simple and dull in a way. Like I feel like both me and my husband have had quite a lot of work on. I've been working a lot with clients, and so things have felt really full, but also the simplicity and dullness of just being at home, childcare, working, maybe watching Netflix, going to bed, like chatting to some friends on Zoom. Like that repetition has felt is a weird blend of feeling very kind of repetitive, but also really full on at the same time. Very odd. So that's what's been going on here. Been loving chatting with clients. I was chatting with a client the other day and she was like, she randomly got bloated after she ate something. And she was like, you know what? I haven't felt bloated for months and months. And this was a client who came to me with terrible diarrhea, bloated all the time, a whole bunch of stuff going on. And is now, she was like, I'm just never bloated anymore. She was like, my bowels are healthy all the time and all of that sort of good stuff. So been busy working with clients, running lots of tests for clients at the moment. I've just been reviewing a couple of thyroid tests. So a couple of clients' tests come back with elevated thyroid antibodies, some poor thyroid hormones. Lots of clients at the moment have poor vitamin D. I've been running a lot of stool tests for clients as well. So that's a big chunky test to go through and review. So lots of testing going on, which actually seamlessly links into one of the points that I'm going to be talking about in today's episode, where I talk about really getting to know your body and how helpful testing can be. So I do love to run tests with clients. And otherwise, that has been life's update. I made some really good cookies the other day. They were apricot and raisin oatmeal cookies, really nice, chewy consistency. And I've been continuing to garden. You know, I'm becoming green fingered in lockdown. And that is basically life right now. Working, occasionally baking, and then just kind of parenting and putting it on repeat. So I hope you are doing well. Also know, if you have been listening to this podcast for ages and you are frustrated at the lack of progress and results you've seen in your own health as you try to navigate it on your own, then chances are you might need some help. In which case, head over to kezihall.com, click the Work With Me page. I'd love just to chat with you on the phone. It's a really informal chat about how we could work together and what that might look like for you. Otherwise, let's go on with today's show. Okay, let's dive into how you can get off the dieting wagon and actually achieve your goals and actually get to the place where you feel the way you want to feel, you have the energy or the happy hormones, or you feel at a comfortable weight, or your belly is happy, or whatever it is. How can you do that without being stuck on this dieting wagon, this all or nothing, on and off, kind of on plan, off track, without that kind of mindset and approach? Because ultimately, that kind of on and off mentality, that being on the wagon and off the wagon, that sense of good foods and bad foods and being good and being bad around food and your health, is ultimately what's going to be sabotaging you from getting to the place that you want to be. And I'll explain more about that. So first of all, what do I mean? Let's explain first this. What do I mean by the dieting wagon? Well, it basically is language that people use all the time where they'll be like, oh, fallen off the wagon. Oh, I'm off plan. I'm off track. I've been bad. These are all phrases that I hear people use all the time. Clients will use with me all the time, in my Facebook group all the time. Oh, I was totally bad this weekend. I went off plan this weekend. I've fallen off the wagon, the sugar wagon and the alcohol wagon, and I need to get back on. And what the idea is that this idea of a dieting wagon or plan or track is something that you do and don't do. It's like a plan that you follow and then you don't follow. It's a diet. It's something that you will adhere to and then you won't, as opposed to just a lifestyle shift that is sustainable and relatively easy for you to maintain. So if you are looking to see temporary results that last for a little while and then disappear again, then that's the dieting wagon. That's dieting mentality being on and off plan. That's the nature of how it works. Because let's just take weight for an example, because it's a really tangible example. So say you are like, right, I'm going to get on this wagon, lose weight. So you do whatever it is that you do to lose weight. And then you go on holiday, or you go into lockdown, or something happens at work and you fall off the wagon. And as you stay off the wagon, you gain the weight back that you have just lost, or whatever the result is. Maybe you manage to get rid of your bloating for a while and then you fall off the wagon and all the bloating comes back because you're just eating, I don't know, cheeseburgers all the time, which irritate your digestion. You fall off the wagon, so all that progress you made kind of disappears, and all those symptoms or the weight or whatever it is comes back. And then you get to the point where you have to wait until you get so fed up again that you then go, okay, I'm going to get back onto the wagon. And often the wagon is really restrictive. It can be quite stressful to be on that plan or on that wagon. So it takes quite a lot of energy and courage and brain space to be like, right, I'm getting back on the wagon. Everything will be perfectly planned. Everything, I'll plan all my meals perfectly. I need to do everything perfectly. Then, oh, the weight will disappear, or that symptom might disappear, but only as long as you stay on the wagon. It's a temporary solution. And as soon as you fall off, quote unquote, the wagon, the results disappear. And that's what I mean. That is the dieting wagon. And it ensures that you're in this vicious cycle of needing to be perfect to see results, of temporary change. And ultimately, it's about disconnecting from your body and not accepting the reality that you need to make a lifestyle shift. And it keeps you in this perpetual cycle of on and off, of feeling good and bad, feeling like you failed and losing and gaining the same stone that you've lost and gained for the last however many years. It really is very, it deals with the surface level of things and doesn't get to the root of the problem, which is why the results that you see don't often last. And I see this all the time with clients in whatever their goal is, whether it's kind of, you know, they've struggled with endometriosis and they're in a lot of pain with that. They've tried anti-inflammatory diets and then it's really helped, but they've not been able to sustain it. And the reason that, and often some of the biggest reasons why we can't sustain this and why the results of this kind of being on this dieting wagon don't last is because of some bigger mindset stuff that's not shifted. And because this, it's the idea of not making this lifestyle shift and actually not really listening and not really connecting to your body. And I've talked about this before on the podcast. It's the idea of, okay, I'm going to disconnect from myself and follow this external diet, plan, program, whatever it is that I've read about, and that will have the solution, as opposed to, okay, what does my body need and what do I do about that? What's the specific things that I need to focus on for my unique body? So that's a little bit about what I mean by the dieting wagon. And this is also exemplified by being all or nothing into something, where someone will be like, oh, I'm all in on being sugar-free. I'm really good at being sugar-free. And then everything goes to pot and they eat all the sugar for ages, for a couple of months. And then they get so sick of it. They're like, oh, I'll need to go all in on being sugar-free. And they basically just cycle between those states. It's really common. I used to get really stuck in this way of thinking as well. It's really pervasive. And on the surface, it kind of looks fine. And for you, if it's not causing you any problems, maybe it is, you are seeing results and they do last, in which case, fine, don't fix what's not broken. But the problem I find with most of the women in my world is that it doesn't actually work. But they keep on repeating the same cycle. So they're like, oh, well, I went sugar-free last year. I joined Slimming World last year. I went to Weight Watchers last year and I did lose weight and then I've gained it back. Oh, so the solution is I need to go back to Slimming World or back to that sugar-free program, even though I've already done that before and it obviously hasn't created a lifestyle shift. For some reason, if I go back and do the same thing again, I'm somehow going to create lasting change. When we have the evidence that you've done that before and it hasn't created lasting change, it's really illogical, but we do it. And I've done it as well. It's the idea of like, oh, well, I've lost weight on Weight Watchers before, so I'm going to go back there and join that. But what has actually happened is you've lost weight on Weight Watchers or whatever the thing is before and then gained it back. So it hasn't actually helped. It actually has made the problem worse because you've gained weight and lost weight, or you've gotten rid of IBS and then it's come back, or it helped with your periods, but it wasn't sustainable and therefore all the stuff has come back. We fool ourselves into thinking we just need to go back to the thing that gave us the results, even though it gave us temporary results. And what I am bothered about and why I'm so passionate about what I do is I don't want you to get temporary results. I don't want you to lose weight for 2 months. I don't want you to get your period, have happy, healthy, pain-free periods for 3 months and then for it all to go tits up again. I want you to have awesome periods and be at a healthy weight and not be bloated and have energy for the rest of your life. And in fact, I want one step better than that. I want your health, your hormones, your energy, your mental clarity, your body to actually keep getting better and better. Not be this constant yo-yoing backwards and forwards of, oh, made progress. Oh, I've failed. All my symptoms have come back. I'm back at square one. That is no way to live, from my experience. And for me, I joined my first slimming club when I was age 11. So I am well versed with, oh, need to get back on plan. Had a total binge last night, right? Let's go. I need to get back on track, back on the wagon. Let's start counting all my sins and points and blah, blah, blah. I'm well versed with how it works. And I also know how addictive it can be to get those like little snapshot results in the immediate. And what I want to talk about in this episode isn't, and what I'm saying here is not that you're not going to get results by ditching the dieting wagon. No, what I'm saying is I'm going to explain to you how you can get to your goals, but then stay there and keep getting results and actually keep on going, as opposed to consistently yo-yoing backwards and forwards and beating yourself in the process, beating yourself up in the process and feeling like a failure, which is why this dieting wagon is so toxic, because A, the results it gives you are temporary, and B, you feel like a fat failure when you go through it, and you never get to where you want to be, which is so frustrating, isn't it? And most clients come and start working with me because they have been in some dynamic of this dieting wagon and they are just so frustrated. They are putting the time in, they're putting energy in, they're doing research, but they are not seeing the results that they want and they're not seeing the results that last. And especially if you're in this dieting wagon around weight loss, if you consistently have this as a habit of being all or nothing, on and off things, you'll actually potentially do damage to metabolism in the long run. So it gets to the point where joining Weight Watchers or Swimming World or doing Whole 30 or going sugar-free doesn't work anymore because your body is, there's actually, you've really confused the hormones in your body, so it just stops losing weight. And that's a common thing that people come to me with, where they're like, I've been losing weight on and off with this thing for years and now it's stopped working. And you're like, yes, it's because you've actually confused your body in that process. Okay, so we've talked thoroughly about what it is. I'm sure you can resonate. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then this probably isn't a problem for you. But if you're sitting there being like, oh my gosh, Kezia, this, yeah. And it might not be with food. It might be with exercise. Maybe you're like, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week. Or maybe this is you with meditating. Oh, I'm on the wagon with meditating. I'm going to do it 7 days a week. And then, oh, I don't do it for ages. This can be with anything. This doesn't have to just be with food. But food is the biggest one because dieting culture is infused into our system, unfortunately. Although that is changing. Okay, so why is it a problem? And I mean, and we've talked about this a little bit, but we've talked about what it is. Let's talk about why it isn't helpful. And dieting culture will help you to maybe see results and progress, limited results and progress, I might add, for a temporary period of time. But the reason it's not going to help, the reason it's not helpful for you is that it doesn't give you those lasting results because it doesn't deal with the root cause of why you have the symptoms or the issues that you have. It doesn't address lifestyle. It's just constantly looking for this external thing. So how can you overcome it? How can you ditch this dieting wagon and still achieve your goals? Because the reason people don't ditch their dieting club, their Whole 30 addiction, their whatever it is, whatever the thing is. This isn't to get at any of those specific structures. It's the way that you approach applying those structures that's the problem. How can you actually move on and see results that last and still achieve your goal? Because the thing is, a lot of people be like, oh, well, if I stop my diet club, then how do I still really want to lose weight. So how do I do that? Which I totally get, because the idea, the alluring thing about this dieting wagon is that it will help you get results. They won't last, but you will get results. So that's very promising. That's very alluring. So how can you ditch that wagon and actually still see results that last and get to your goals, get to how you want to feel sooner and with ease, and then actually for it to last and, God forbid, it actually get better and increase. Like, I feel healthier and better now than I did 10 years ago. And when I am 45, I want to feel better and healthier than I do right now. And that's my goal. And I know it's going to happen. So how do we do that? How do we ditch this dieting wagon? How do we get off the wagon, burn the wagon, and just walk along the road of life? Just ditch the freaking wagon. How do we do that? Okay. Number one is, we need to kind of deal with this mindset shift first around acceptance. So the first thing is you need to get your head around where you're at right now, whether that's you're heavier than you want to be, you have certain health issues, you're eating more sugar than you want to, you know your diet's not good, whatever it is, and really accept that. And accept that where you are right now is partly to do with the way that you live your life, the choices you make, the way that you think, the life you have created. Now, it's not 100% that, because we have external circumstances, we have other things that might make stuff a little bit trickier, but you're more powerful than you realize. And there needs to be a level of acceptance of the symptoms that you have, the weight that you are, even though you want them to change. Number one, you want to accept where you are right now in this moment and love yourself in that place. Yep, you might want to lose 3 stone, but you need to love yourself into losing 3 stone. You need to accept the weight that you are now before you can change it if you want to see results that last. Also, we need to take responsibility for how we've gotten to this place. So whether it's you're several stone heavier than what you want to be, or got terrible IBS, or chronic pain in your body, accept the part that you had to play in your lifestyle. Now, obviously, this isn't about blame or feeling bad. There's lots of other factors that contribute to things. You know, maybe you know your hormones are super wonky since you've had a baby, and that's, you know, there's big factors, maybe there's genetic factors, whatever it is. But there is a role that we play in creating the lifestyle that we have and making the choices that we've made that lead us to this point. So it's really important, because the thing about the dieting wagon is that it actually gets you to disconnect from yourself. It actually gets you to go, oh, I don't need to tune in to my body. I don't need to connect with where I am. And part of that often means you don't need to take responsibility for where you're at and the choices that you've made. And it's really important that there's a level of acceptance, self-love, and also you realizing how powerful you are, how powerful your choices are, and accepting the fact that if you want to lose that 3 stone or ease your endometriosis symptoms, deal with PCOS, get rid of IBS, whatever it is, actually there needs to be an acceptance that you need to make a lifestyle shift. There needs to be lifestyle shifts that happen. This isn't going to be you can't just temporarily add a plaster and hope that your endometriosis symptoms will disappear. You need to shift your whole lifestyle. And that requires a little bit of wrestling with. I know when I had that moment myself, when I realized, you know what, if I want to be better, I can't just keep on wishing and hoping for magic formulas and magic pills and diets to do the trick. I actually need to accept the fact that this needs to be a lifestyle shift. I just need to eat foods that I enjoy and that do me good every day, not just for 4 weeks and then go back to eating donuts all the time. I actually need to make this a lifestyle shift. That came with a bit of wrestle. I didn't want to. I wanted it to be easy. I wanted there to be an external quick fix. I wanted it to be someone else's responsibility, someone else's choice, someone else to blame, someone else to do it, not me. I didn't want to accept the fact that I had to make a lifestyle change and that this wasn't going to be some temporary quick fix, you know, get rich quick scheme of in terms of my health. This had to be about the way I was living my life each and every day. And that can feel like a hard pill to swallow, because we're so conditioned to have quick fixes, to get magical pills and prescriptions that fix everything in our lives. Whereas often when it comes to health, it's the culmination of our whole lifestyle. So if you're saying you want to change your health in any way, whether in weight, in bloating, in endometriosis, I don't know why I keep on fixating on endometriosis, maybe it's just because I have some clients with that, energy levels, whatever it is, fertility, thyroid health, then you need to address the whole picture. So that's the first thing. And that does take a bit of wrestling with. There does need to be a level of, you don't necessarily need to be 100% happy about it. You can be like begrudgingly accept it, but really acknowledge that there needs to be a lifestyle shift. Step one, in terms of ditching the dieting wagon so that you can get results, accept the fact that there needs to be some and key lifestyle shifts. And this might mean for you key thinking shifts. You might need to think really differently. You might need to eat differently. You might need to move, sleep differently, go to bed earlier. You might need to upgrade certain things in your house that might be toxic, whatever it is. Okay, so that's the first thing. The next thing in terms of how you can get off this dieting wagon is to get a really personalized plan that is based on you, your body, your genetics, your history, your life. Because what that forces you to do then is to disconnect from these external magical quick fix formulas and diets out there and these magical wagons that are going to take you to where you want to go. It forces you to then turn around. Instead of looking out with yourself for a magical solution, it forces you to look inward and to look at your body. Not even inward. Not, I don't mean introspection. I mean just acknowledge your body. What is going on in your body? How do you feel when you eat certain foods? What are the symptoms you have? What foods do you crave? What is your family history? Do you have a lot of diabetes in your family history? In which case you probably really need to focus on blood sugar. Do you have a lot of anxiety and mental health issues in your family? Then you probably really need to know you need to work on gut health. You know, all of these different things, creating a personalized approach a way of eating that is really well suited to your unique body is a perfect antidote to this dieting wagon. And the dieting wagon is always an external formula, an external plan or program that you adhere to, as opposed to really listening and creating a lifestyle and choices and food boundaries based on your body, which are often way more powerful and way more sustainable. So when it comes to getting personalized support, how does that look like? So number one, you can come and work with me. That's basically why I do what I do. It's so powerful when you can get that personalized approach. So head to kezihall.com, click the work with me page, book in a call, and we can just chat more about options and what that might look like for you. Another way you can do that is through testing. That's why I love running tests with clients. You can run tests, things like thyroid test, or even just something like vitamin D is a very simple and basic test, but really powerful. If you're low in vitamin D, which I'd say 80% of my clients are when I test them, that can make a big difference in terms of how you feel and your mood and your immune system and your energy and your thyroid and your autoimmune condition and all the things. So getting that personalized support and really shifting away from dieting culture and the dieting wagon that we're talking about is really about you tuning in to your body instead of following these magical miracle set rules that this diet, this plan is giving you. Instead of going, oh, well, this is a good food and this is a bad food, what you want to do to make it more personalized is go, okay, what's going on with my body? What's good for my body? What is my body telling me it needs? And ways that you can do that is obviously through working with someone like me or another holistic nutritionist. Do make sure they are trained and qualified and registered and all of that sort of stuff. And then also maybe some testing, thyroid tests, vitamin D, vitamin B12. Also, another thing I run a lot with clients is their blood sugar. So if you come and work with me, I will most likely get you to test your blood sugar. Now, I don't do this with every client. Some of it depends on what they're presenting with and their symptoms. But testing your blood sugar, a blood sugar monitor can cost you about £15 to £20. And you would just test your blood sugars. Now, obviously, you'd be not testing your blood sugars because you're diabetic. But this is more of, I often get clients to do this to really optimize their diet so that they can figure out how is their blood sugar management and are they eating any foods that really disrupt and irritate that. And that can be a really great and cheap way of getting that personalized feedback. And that's especially helpful if you're struggling to lose weight, if you have issues that we know are linked to insulin management, things like PCOS or obviously prediabetes, those kinds of things. That's especially useful for that. So first of all, in terms of how we get off this kind of dieting wagon is that acceptance and lifestyle piece. And that's more of a mindset shift. The next thing is getting really practical, and that's around personalized support, really getting detailed feedback on your body. And part three is kind of an extension of that. And that is about learning to listen to your body. So it's really important that you create a personalized plan. But like we just touched on, that you really, instead of solely trusting in this external program, diet, whatever it is, actually that you start to gather the information, gather the data of your body, because then you can make a clear plan, which is part four. So if you want to get to your goal and see real results, the way that you're going to do that is not just by taking random action and stabbing in the dark. It's by actually getting to know your body and what it needs and what it doesn't need. Now, this is the job I do with clients, but you can do this yourself as well by simply just keeping track of things. So like I just mentioned, blood sugar, but even things like tracking your sleep, how much water you're drinking, the foods that you eat and your symptoms and how you feel can be really, really helpful. So I often get clients to run, as an example of this, a breakfast experiment where for over 2 weeks, they eat a different breakfast for 3 to 4 days. So they might have a smoothie for 4 days, then have some scrambled eggs and spinach and smoked salmon for 4 days, and then maybe porridge. And then they track how do they feel. And this can over time can really help you to hone in and fine tune what's really going to work for your body. Also, you might already know certain things. You might know that you are hyperthyroid and maybe you have elevated thyroid antibodies. Then also you might know that gives you things you can track then in terms of regular blood tests you might get done at the doctor. And it also shows you, okay, well, there is research that shows gluten doesn't help thyroid issues. So I just know for my specific condition, this could be something to remove and track. So that's the third part, is really listening to your body. And listening to your body can feel really vague and like this random thing to do. So tracking can be really helpful. You don't have to do it perfectly. And this isn't about tracking what you're eating in terms of good food and bad food. This is you writing down how you feel, where you're like, oh, you know, I had porridge today and that filled me up until 1 o'clock and then I was ready for lunch. Or, you know, I had a smoothie today and it just didn't fill me up. I was hungry an hour later and I felt a bit shaky and weird. You know, I had this for lunch and in the afternoon I was exhausted. All of that is really useful information. And what you're doing by keeping that kind of journal and diary is teaching, you're learning about your body. Instead of learning to follow someone else's rules, you're learning to follow your body's own rules. And I can guarantee if you eat in a way that is best suited for your body, you will hit and get to your goals faster and quicker, and you will stay there as opposed to constantly toing and froing backwards and forwards. Okay, so that's really, really important and a really helpful part. And the fourth part of that, once you've kind of gone through these layers, and you could kind of go through these in sequence. So number one, that acceptance piece is really important, that mindset shift. Number two, getting that personalized support, really, really important there, whether it's through testing, working with me, working with someone else, looking at your specific conditions. Number three would be getting to listen to your body, teaching yourself to listen through maybe keeping track of what you're eating, how you're feeling, how you're sleeping, you know, all of that sort of stuff. By number four, once you've gathered that information, once you've accepted where you're at, once you know a little bit more about what, how foods make you feel and noticed and got some data and able to notice recurring patterns in that data, whether it's through blood sugar management and realizing, oh, every time I eat potatoes, my blood sugar goes sky high, or every time I sleep less than 7 hours, I crave loads of sugary foods, or every time I drink alcohol, I am more tired the next day. Whatever patterns and data you've gathered, that's when you make a plan. That's when you create a 30-day, 40-day, 3-month protocol that is going to help you. There's nothing wrong with doing set, okay, I'm going to do a 30-day sugar-free focus. If there's a clear rationale, if it's based on what your body needs, if you know that's what you need. I do those things with clients all the time, but there's always a clear strategy and clear rationale. So how, in terms of getting off of this dieting wagon, the fourth part of it is then making a plan that's going to help you to get to your goal. Ditching the dieting wagon isn't about, and accepting where you're at isn't you saying, well, nothing's going to change and I'm just always going to stay 5 stone overweight, or I'm just always going to have IBS, or I'm just always going to have PCOS and be infertile. No, you accept where you're at so that you can create lasting change from a really healthy, loving, and balanced place. It's so important. So part four is make a plan, have a clear plan. And this is something that I see a lot. So often with kind of the dieting wagon, there's no real future plan other than following the diet, following the thing. There's no, okay, I'm going to remove sugar and reintroduce it this way. I'm going to get rid of gluten and reintroduce it this way. I'm going to follow Weight Watchers and then whatever. Like, there's no real plan. And it's so important that you have a clear strategy with a clear rationale that is going to help you to get to where you want to be. And the way that you can do this on your own, obviously the best way is to work through someone, because that's kind of their job. This is why people pay me to, because I do this for people. I take all this information, dissect it, research, create a strategy, create a plan, and tweak it along the way. But you can do this for yourself as well. And the way that you do that is by just going through this process, gathering data on your body, running some tests, listening to your body, accepting where your body's at right now, and then look at all that data, look at how you feel and go, okay, actually I can see from my food diary that for me, when I eat a lot of sugar, It really doesn't help my energy. When I get less than 7 hours sleep, it really affects my food choices. And when I eat porridge for breakfast, I'm always hungry an hour later. Okay, so then you know your plan is prioritize 8 hours sleep a night. You know your plan is, okay, I'm going to remove refined sugar because refined sugar does make me really tired. And then you know, okay, I'm going to switch up my breakfast because porridge just makes me hungry. So I am going to change that up. You have a then clear plan. You do that for 4, 6, 8 weeks. And then you keep on assessing, you keep on tracking, you keep on gathering data on how you feel. And then you do the same thing again. Then you go, okay, right, I'm feeling much better now. I'm getting roughly 8 hours sleep most nights. I've shifted my relationship with sugar and I'm feeling better now that I have, let's just say, a smoothie for breakfast, whatever it is. Then you go, okay, yep, I'm still pretty bloated. Okay, I'm going to take this action. I notice that I'm most bloated after I eat pasta and bread. Okay, I'm going to remove all pasta and bread from my diet for the next 8 weeks. I also noticed that I am really hungry at 3:30. I'm going to eat more at lunchtime. You know, you do it step by step, and that is how you get off the dieting wagon. And it's actually really simple. All you need to do is every 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever feels realistic, is reassess and make a plan. And I recommend even just taking 3 actions every, say, 6 weeks and tracking along the way and reassessing. If you do that for a couple of months, you will make progress with your goal. If instead of getting overwhelmed by all the information and by all the blog posts and by all the things telling you you should do this, you shouldn't do this, you should, if you can just not read that for a while and focused first on your body, listening to what your body needs as the primary source of information, and then making a plan based on that, honestly, you will make so much progress. That's why my clients make so much progress. It's not because I'm some like magical wizard who gives them the magic pill that makes everything fine. It's because we listen to their body. We make a plan based on what their body's saying. That's not based on some like, I don't know, formula. We get testing, we gather data, and then we implement something. And that helps them to get to their goal without needing to be on some sort of weird wagon, without meaning to make food good and bad and stress themselves out trying to stick perfectly to this way of eating and restrict all the foods under the sun. Because I can tell you something, restricting food is not the always, that's not going to be the answer for you. And the difficulty people get in, which I talked about in the last episode around the mistakes people make when they're trying to solve their digestion, is people just restrict more and more and more food because they get so caught up in this dieting mentality and this wagon and being on and off track. They just think the answer is more and more food restriction. And that's a really unhealthy place to be in. And again, it perpetuates this cycle because you can't restrict all food forever. So you just end up, you make progress and then you get so sick of restricting all the food, you stop making progress, you might end up binging, you undo all your results, and you just end up looping around time and time again. And that's a conversation I have with people via email and on DMs all the time, where they're like, oh, well, 3 years ago, I did a great sugar detox. I felt so much better. I felt amazing. And then since then, I've not been able to keep it up and I feel awful and my symptoms come back and I'm really tired again and I've gained weight again. And so I'm thinking, I just need to go, I'm going to go back and do that same sugar detox. And you're like, yeah, but it worked at the time, but it hasn't worked long run because it was too restrictive for you. So you need to find something that is sustainable so that you don't just feel good for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, but you feel good for the rest of your life. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be great? Like, you just weren't like, oh, I feel really good when I eat in this really restrictive way. What if you could build that resiliency and heal your body so that you could feel really good for like the rest of your days? I mean, that is always my goal. My goal with myself, my goal with the people I work with. So I hope that has been helpful. If you listen to this and you're like, oh, yep, I am so stuck on that dieting wagon. No matter what kind of nutritional strategy you have, you can't seem to get off it. And you also, the main thing is you can't seem to get results that last and you're frustrated, then do book in your phone call with me. We can just chat through options and different ways of working together and figure out what might be a good plan for you. And we can just chat through that. And you just do that at keziahall.com, click the work with me page, and then you book your call. that has more information, and you can just book your call there and we can chat through different options. Every client I work with is really different, so we can figure out a program that's going to work well for you. Otherwise, have an amazing day. Let me know any questions you have. You can head to Supernaturally Healthy on Facebook or Instagram, and you can DM me or leave me a message. Otherwise, I will see you next week with another episode of the Gut Goddess Show. Sending you lots of love.